Live from the 1480 studios in Phoenix, Arizona, KPHX, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, and it's good to be back because I think I was gone.
Yeah,
and I wanted
Miss
to.
American Pie.
There you go.
Drove my Chevy to the
So we have a good show lined
where is
up
everybody?
Today,
come
right?
on, Eric. You know the words.
No.
Boys, I love that song.
Whiskey
no,
in
no,
ride.
No, no, not one of my
this
favorites.
This will be the no, day that no, I die.
No, you will be
if
the day
you keep singing. Yes. Yes.
No, it is our pie show. That's
it. Is our
song never ends?
Our pie party.
Yeah, this
pie
is our
pie party.
Pie party.
Yes.
I've had those
within
pie parties.
Studio pie.
Did you say high or pie?
Pie, not no.
He's
oh,
not talking about party. A Jason Biggs type
no, no.
of pie
oh,
party.
Oh, I thought he meant a high party.
Where you have no. a sexy party. Time with the pie.
No.
Oh,
we'll
I
talk about that, too.
That was an apple crumble. Did you know that?
I think it was. Yeah. He had some whipped cream on there, too.
No, yes.
We'll have
no,
probably peach
apple.
Pie coming into the studio at 11 o'clock.
Well, I love peach pie. And, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert, and special in-studio guest, Trisha. Okay, so here we are.
And by the way, her mic is live.
Oh, your mic is live.
Which means you can talk.
Oh, just be
it.
Careful.
Hello.
Now, oh, there we go. Usually you say that on the phone. Now,
it's got eyes. Oh,
I wasn't
that
here last week, was I?
No.
I don't think
so. It was
so.
Our homeless show, so you were outside in a cardboard box.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How much money did you earn, by the way?
Oh, lots.
Panhandling.
Very good.
Yes, it was good. You know, by the way, Van Buren and Washington, excellent corner.
It absolutely is. I mean, you know, a lot of business out there, as you know. And I think you did pretty
all
well.
All sorts of business.
It was shocking. Well, it was shocking because more people went up to Dave than a lot of the women walking around out there. Because they thought he was Ron Jeremy. They said, what are you doing out here?
But now I'm wondering, who was I at the hotel with in Los Angeles? Was that Ron Jeremy?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're at the Stadium Series.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. Forgot.
And stay tuned in July for our prostitute show.
Oh.
No way.
No, I'm
really?
Kidding. I'm kidding. No,
no that would
possibly.
Be.
Possibly. Who knows?
Interview.
Well, actually, there is something coming up, but possibly, we'll talk about that off there.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that. Anyway, this could be a great show. It's the Pie Show, P-I-E show, in honor of Labor Day?
Labor Day,
and,
yes, with Josh Brolin
and
Kate Winslet, new movie, and they've got a nice pie scene in there, so we'll talk all about that. And a lot of other things, of course, going on. The Super Bowl is tomorrow, so we've got on the CMO of Chobani Yogurt. They're a first-time advertiser in tomorrow's Super Bowl.
I saw their commercial.
Yeah?
It was good.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk to him about it and about all the other commercials that are going to be playing, and we're going to be talking about some other movies going on, including the Oscar shorts, the Oscar-nominated shorts.
Oh, briefs or shorts?
Both.
Does that include, did you say animated?
Yes, animated. Animated
yeah, one
well.
Of those was funded by Kickstarter.
Yeah, which, do you know which one?
I don't remember. I was looking for it last night, but it was definitely funded by Kickstarter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about those. That's our last segment today. And so a lot of really fun things going on today. And like I said earlier, we'll also have on Miss Anita and her son, Courtney, from Miss Anita's Pies.
Wow, she's been here a while, right? In Phoenix?
Yeah, she got a pie shop right down the road.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And she's bringing pie?
Of course. That's why you got coffee going, right?
So
of
are
course.
We...
Coffee and pie, is that a combo?
Yeah.
It's going to be a taste test? What is it going to be?
Yeah, we're going to taste it on the air and see if it's any good.
Oh, I'm sure it's
great. I've never had it. Have you?
Miss Anita's?
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. No, not even Van Buren in Washington.
Okay.
No, but no, I have not had it. I have had... actually, a chain sort of disappeared, Marie Callender's. They just sort of disappeared
a
from Phoenix.
A golden one? Or
yeah.
A silver? Which
a
one?
Silver.
You can still buy their prepackaged microwavable food in the frozen section of your favorite grocers.
Oh, but yeah. Eric, where'd they go, though?
I don't know. I guess they just weren't making money, so they folded. I think there's still one over by PV Mall, maybe?
No, that's gone.
Is it gone?
That's been gone for a while.
That's
San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah, they have
California
them.
Has them left.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. You know how many pies? What flavor pies?
I don't probably
that's what
peach.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. I'm hoping it's peach pie because
oh, not several flavors.
No, because peach pie is what's featured in the movie Labor Day. They make a peach pie together.
Is that the scene where it's kind of an homage to Ghost?
Yes.
Very
much
that.
So.
We'll love that in the preview.
Yes, we'll tell
nice.
You a little more
okay.
about that how it's a very passionate and sensuous and sexual scene.
Extremely romantic.
It'll get you all steamy.
It does. Even just on the previews.
Yeah, Josh Brolin
even
really does
just
help
on the
us.
Previews, I was like, oh, man, I know where that's going.
Hey.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and don't forget.
Yeah?
We also have tickets for Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
We're going to be giving a pair of tickets away in the next segment after the break.
Excellent. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So everyone,
we're all going.
Now, what number should they call? Is it the 602-252-1480?
Absolutely. And it's gonna, we're going to go with the first caller, but this is after the break.
The first break, which is probably maybe 6 minutes or so, Joseph?
Whenever you call it.
Well, yeah, we get the break, yeah, so we'll, yeah. We'll keep listening.
Keep listening.
Yeah.
Keep listening.
No, turn us off and only listen later.
Yeah, right. Write this number down, 602-252-1480. Win yourself some Stephanie Miller tickets. Okay.
I'm excited. There's a lot of great things going on today. Absolutely. And I'm going to ask you, don't start playing it yet, but the last file on there, it's a little surprise there, last file that I brought you. Remember, today's Breakthrough Entertainment is brought to you by Bebop a Rebop, Frozen Rhubarb Pie, and Frozen Rhubarb Pie.
Oh, what are you, Garrison Keillor?
Go ahead and play it. Wouldn't this be a good time for a piece of rhubarb? No, that's the wrong one.
I don't know.
Sound like Robert De Niro.
What's the name of the file?
Rhubarb Pie.
I don't know this part of rhubarb the pie show. Jingle?
Yeah, it's from Garrison Keillor. It's from Prairie Home Companion.
Joseph handles the show.
All right, do that again.
Wouldn't this be a good time for a piece of rhubarb pie? One little thing can revive a guy. Come on, Eric. That is a piece of rhubarb pie.
So I don't know.
Nice
enough. Wait, is that a real company?
What?
Is that a real
pie?
Oh. Well, no,
I don't know what just happened to the audio.
Well, no, I was going to attack Joseph singing, but if it's a real company that's really sponsoring it, then I won't attack.
Someone's calling for the tickets, but it's too soon.
I've never heard of them. Yeah.
Greg, man, someone's calling.
All right.
Bebop a Rebop, Frozen Rhubarb Pie, and Frozen Rhubarb Pie filling.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oh, by the way, Joseph, because I'm going to forget, and I know we have a jam-packed show today, I did rent a movie on Redbox
that
I did want to talk about at some point, so fit it in whenever we can.
Very good. We will definitely do that, and... Well,
what was that rhubarb section?
It's Garrison Keillor, a Prairie Home Companion.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see if we can get the audio back.
Oh, we've lost the music.
Yes.
Just a little technological difficulty.
Yes.
See, I'm just confused because I've never heard of that, so I don't know.
You've never seen a Prairie Home Companion?
I don't know.
The movie is wonderful.
Is that's a movie?
Yes, and a show on a different radio station.
Oh, okay. I'm sure it's great. I just never heard of it. Yeah.
Of course.
There's no singing.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about our first movie.
Yes.
Of course, today's pie show or pie party is all in honor of Labor Day. Not the day, but Labor Day, the movie.
Yes.
The new movie just came out starring Kate Winslet and Josh Brolin. Kate Winslet plays a depressed single mom who offers a wounded, fearsome man a ride. And as police search town for the escaped convict, she gradually learns his true story and her options become increasingly limited.
Hmm.
So have you seen the trailers for this? Has anyone seen it?
I have.
No.
And I'm kind of thinking offered isn't exactly the right word from what I saw in the trailer.
Right. It's a little bit forced. He has his hand on the son's neck at the store, and he says, this is going to happen. He says, this has to happen. Now, it is, there is no weapons involved or anything like that, so it's not completely forced. The boy is a little bit, confused at what's going on. And Kate Winslet, of course, she's depressed because she's had this tragedy happen to her earlier on. And, we don't see that, but we learn about that.
Unfortunately, we learned about that many years ago. I mean, when Jack went down in the water.
Yes.
Especially after that intimate scene where,
I know, it's terrible.
Art and all that.
But, of course, she came out on top.
She ages well, though, I must say.
Right, yeah. And of course, she got an Oscar for that. And but this, unfortunately, was shut out of the Oscars. Originally, it was supposed to open on Christmas Day. But Paramount Pictures, for some reason, pushed it back till the end of January. And
so now, for 14, it could maybe be up?
I don't know. I don't know, because it's very tricky. I don't know what they were trying to go for here. But, I'm going to tell you one thing. Either I love this movie or I hate this movie.
Okay.
Which one do you guys think it is?
I think he loved it.
Yeah.
Greg thinks I loved it.
I think so.
Loved it?
I think he hates it.
You think I hate it?
Well, then maybe I have a chance of loving it.
You love it. What? I love this. You're so wrong.
I'm teasing.
Well, then Trish is going to hate it.
No, you're gonna love this movie because it is so romantic.
Yeah.
I mean, this is essentially about a mother and son.
No, Dave will like it.
Yeah, I wrote down. I thought it looked like a chick flick. Am I right?
It is very much a chick flick.
Oh, then but you like chick flicks? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
And I like chicks too.
How about Mamma Mia?
Yes, I like. We've gone over that. I love Mamma Mia as well, but this one is better than Mamma Mia.
Really?
This is a wonderful, wonderful movie. You are going to cry in this movie, Dave. I guarantee you. You're going to cry near the end of this movie. It's weird because this is essentially a movie that is about a mother and son who are taken hostage by a convicted murderer. right? I'm not going to tell you too much about Josh Brolin's character, but he is a convicted murderer who has escaped from prison. And, you know, it hits on emotions that most viewers will likely never see coming because of that. It sets itself up like a thriller, but then it turns into a romance. And when all is said and done, it's remarkably romantic in a very, very strange sort of way, a very relatable sort of way. It's a very realistic romance. Even though earlier on, it's kind of like, you know, are these things, could these things really happen? But in the end, you will really be able to relate with these characters. And I mean, it's just such a wonderful movie. I am giving it a breakthrough.
A breakthrough. Wow.
Yes, it is a breakthrough. And, you know, if I had seen it before the end of the year, so I don't know where it lies now. I don't think that I'll put it on my best list for this coming year because it's a little bit too early in the year. And yeah. I don't know what qualifies and what doesn't at this point with this movie. But it would have definitely been on my best list.
Oh, my. Well, the trailer did look phenomenal. I mean, the way it was set up. And you could somewhat see how it evolved during the trailer, you know, their relationship. So you know where it was going.
Yes, and that's how romance happens, right? It's when you least expect it in the first place, and then it evolves. It's with the person that you least expect it to be with.
And some of the kind gestures, this isn't spoiler because it's in the trailers, right. In the previews, where, you know, he tied her up just for the fact that if police asked, she wouldn't have to lie.
Right.
He did that for her.
Right, he did that.
So you got to say all these kind gestures add up to, and that's, well, let's put it this way. You know, the cumulative behaviors of people are what you generally are attracted to, right?
Yes, and she's very lonely, and he does things around the house for her when he's staying there. I mean, this all takes place over Labor Day weekend. He does things around the house. He plays ball with the kid and stuff like that. He fixes things. He does these things that nobody has done, and this woman has been neglected, and this son has been neglected, and he does.
So you can understand why
convicted murderer
comes
in and does these things, and I mean, who knew, right?
Yeah, yeah, that.
Well,
yeah.
I think we talked about before that you know, there are some people who, you know, you want to, even though they're bad.
Yes.
When you start to see inside of them, or they've done bad things, you start to see inside of them, and they can be a good person. And that's kind of that what I'm seeing in the trailer. It's like, ooh, he's a convicted murderer, but he's got all these good things, and he's treating her and her son well. And he's looking out for their well-being, like the thing about having been tied up so that she wouldn't lie. I just was like, wow, that's like really going above and beyond and taking into consideration her feelings. So that's what made me think I would love it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that you will love this movie.
Is it out already?
It is out. It came out yesterday. And this is the perfect date movie. I mean, next week we have our Valentine's Day show, Valentine's Day special, and we'll tell you, you know, how to make a romantic evening, and we'll preview that a little bit later in today's show. But the neat thing here is that you've already got a remarkably romantic movie, perfect date movie. If you want to impress the woman of your dreams, bring her to see this movie.
I'm going to impress Trisha.
Yes.
We're going to have a practice tonight.
Yeah.
And you know what?
We're going to watch it tonight?
Whoa.
We're going to be practicing for the Valentine's Day show, all the romantic things that people might want to do.
Oh, we're going to make a peach pie?
We're going to do whatever we
want
to do.
And if you don't want it to work out, of course, go see Jack Ryan.
Right. Well, Jack Ryan's a good
movie as well.
No, but not a Valentine's Day type movie.
Which one was that?
If you don't want it to work out,
but you're just doing it as a favor or something, just go watch Jack
Ryan. Oh, no, that was a bad movie.
It was a good movie. We talked about it.
Never mind. I'll keep my mouth shut because Dave doesn't understand.
Yeah. So, Eric, do we have audio? We do. Okay. All right. Well, it's really cool because I got a chance to speak with the author of Labor Day, because it's based on a book. Now, this is the movie is from Jason Reitman, who made
Up in the Air.
Up in the Air, yes.
Great movie,
by the way. I'm sure that you like that. And so the cool thing here is I got a chance to speak with the author, Joyce Maynard. Joyce Maynard for Labor Day. And Labor Day. So we're going to play file number one. I got a chance to speak with her all about the pie scene in the movie. She does it better. She will tell you a little bit better than I am able to tell you. So let's go ahead describing the pie scene.
A crucial moment in the story occurs when a neighbor stops by. Frank is hiding out in Adele's house over the course of this long, hot Labor Day weekend. And a neighbor stops by with some overripe peaches, and Kate Winslet's all just about to throw them out when Frank says, "I have a better idea," and he proceeds to make a pie. And that, this is, it has been called it's been compared to the Potter's Wheel scene in Ghost. It is the sexiest pie scene, possibly the sexiest baking scene ever, in my opinion. And it's really the moment when we see Frank and Adele and the boy Henry bonding with each other in a very moving way.
Yes, and it is a very moving scene. I would completely agree with that. You know, have you ever baked a pie, Dave? Have you ever made a pie from scratch?
No, frozen.
Frozen?
Now, what's even more
frozen
cool to me as a woman,
yeah,
is that this is a man showing the woman how to cook and how to bake a pie.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Very sexy.
And so then I asked Joyce Maynard, the author of this of the book the movie's based on, Labor Day, why pie? Why include this pie scene? And this is what she had to say about the pie scene.
There's lots of different ways for people to experience sexual chemistry and heat, and only some of them occur in bed with your clothes off. I wanted to show two people with big, powerful emotions for each other in a different way from the way we normally see them. So nobody takes off their apron, but you certainly feel the heat between those two. And I wanted to show the tenderness of this man. He's this big, tough-looking, scary-looking guy, but he also makes a good pie, which to me, there's nothing more moving about a man than a man who is able to be tender and gentle as well. So we see that side of him in the pie. I wanted the audience to know him, and you get to know a person when you see that person make a pie.
And all of our lady listeners out there, I know how to make a pie. So.
Oh, nicely said.
I'm serious, I do. Do you know how to make a pie, Eric?
Sure, I can make a pie.
Well, yeah, I'm sure then that, and watching you make a pie, I imagine to ladies would be very sexy.
A cream pie.
Greg can make a cake.
Nice.
Well, what about a cake if Greg makes a cake?
I can't make
anything. That's not that sexy.
I can't even bake cookies.
No.
Oh.
You got to make a pie, get your hands in those peaches and, you know, with the woman of your dreams and kind
sounds
of
like the dating
around.
Game. Yeah, yeah. Joseph, too much. He's available.
Remember,
Joseph,
really
some of us are related in here, so I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, well, to our listeners, it's a really good
to
scene.
Them. It's okay.
And finally, I asked her about the ultimate takeaway for the movie. What she hopes viewers take away from watching Labor Day, and here's what she said:
I hope people leave that movie hopeful about love, hopeful about second chances. I don't want to give away what happens. It's not a fairy tale, but it's a real, you know, it's people with some miles on them and some big time losses and some heartbreaks who get a second chance. And I believe in those. I'm talking to somebody who just got married for the first time after 25 years last summer at the age of 59. So it's a, you know, if you want a big full on love story. You'll get one from this movie. and I love it if they go home and they want to read my book. And of course, as good as the movie is, the book is always the best.
And I can't wait to read the book, you know, again. And it is all about second chances. I believed in second chances after I saw this movie. And the neatest thing here is that it's a moving message about how the universe finds a way to ensure that we never truly have to walk through life alone. The universe always finds a way to ensure that. Don't you agree?
Break.
That sounds like a great movie.
Yes, it is a breakthrough. I cannot stress it enough. I'm going to say it throughout today's show. Go see Labor Day.
How come they didn't have it air, released
for Oscars,
on Labor Day?
I have no idea.
On Labor Day. Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Well, it was Pi Day and stuff like that, too.
Chose for the Pi Day.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But you know, this would be a good, it's a good romance movie, so it's perfect for Valentine's Day again.
Oh, yeah, that would be another reason. Yeah,
it's so, so good. And, yeah.
Wow.
For men and women. So I'm stressing the women part of it, but men, you were going to enjoy this movie as well.
Not just the result after the fact.
Right. You're gonna make someone really happy.
Wow, nice.
Yes. All right, so taking us into our break from Labor Day, I'm Going Home by Arlo Guthrie.
Don't do it.
Do it.
I'm not going to sing this one.
Come on, you can do it.
No, we'll sing. I will sing some of the others.
All right. Well, this is Breakthrough Entertainment live here at 1480 AM KPHX Studios in Phoenix, Arizona. And Eric, you want to make a quick announcement?
Of course I do, Dave.
And what is it?
After the break.
After the break.
We're giving away a pair of Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour tickets.
Woohoo!
And it's going to be to the first caller.
And that's 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480. We'll be right back.
Fingers.
Stretching down like it had known it's going home.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, and Eric Reinhardt, special in-studio guest Trisha. We'll just say your first name. Anyway,
and real quick, to the people calling in right now to get the Stephanie Miller tickets, hang the phone up because we're not going to give them out till after this guest is on.
Yes, we got a guest on first, everyone. So,
and then right after,
calm
call 602-252-1480 for Stephanie Miller tickets. Okay,
after we're as excited.
Guest.
Yes, after the guest.
After
we're,
the guest.
We're as excited as everyone else.
Very excited.
But there's a lot of things to be excited about today.
No doubt about it, especially the pie scene.
Yes, I can't wait.
Once again, do not call in until after the guest, please.
Yes, and then you can win. Okay, Joseph.
Yes, but you know what? In addition to the pie show and everything going on today, tomorrow everyone is really excited about the Super Bowl,
woo-hoo,
right?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited.
Now, are you excited about the game or about the commercials?
I'm excited about both, but I'm really looking, be honest, the game, because
I don't even know who's playing.
Seattle and
neither do I.
And Denver, but I'm a big Seattle fan. Okay. And Trisha, you are too.
Yes, I'm more interested in the weather.
You are too.
Weather, yes.
Well, I only would root for Seattle because Pete Carroll's the only name I know, like, out of
and
anyone.
He's such a great coach.
Well, you know, I'm more excited, you know, being the entertainment guy, I'm more excited about the commercials. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about the Oscar-nominated shorts. They're, you know, going to be playing here in the Valley, so everyone can be ready for that. But what are the Super Bowl commercials, but shorts? They're short films, right?
That's true.
So we have on a first-time advertiser for the Super Bowl. We have on today Peter McGinnis, Chief Marketing and Brand Officer for Chobani Yogurt.
Yeah, he gave a different name, so I don't know. Maybe he's just calling it.
It is a different name. Unfortunately, Peter McGinnis couldn't make it, so my name is Josh Dean. I'm the head of advertising at Chobani. So
okay.
It's really nice to be on the show with you guys.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us. We're glad that you were able to join us. And so we did see this commercial. Everyone's going to see it tomorrow. I believe it's also on the Chobani's YouTube page, right?
Correct, yeah.
And it's really cool. It's all this bear that breaks into this convenience store, all because he wants Chobani yogurt.
But the way it was set up, what I liked about it, and I'm sorry, your name, it was Josh Dean, did you say?
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah. And Josh, you know, what I liked about your commercial is that it was suspenseful. You really couldn't tell towards the end what this bear really wanted. And I really love that part because it kept my interest. Like, what is this bear doing in the store?
Yeah.
And then finally it came out nicely done.
So who came up with that, Josh? Who came up with the concept?
Our advertising agency came up with it. And really, like, I'm really glad how you said that, you know, it is of entertainment, because we're seeing this. It's our first time in the Super Bowl. It's our 60 seconds of entertainment for the Super Bowl. So we wanted something that was entertaining. But we also wanted something that got our new brand platform across, too. So, you know, the bear, he comes out of hibernation. He's a big 1,400-pound bear, and he's hungry. But he's looking for food with only something that with natural ingredients in it. So he goes into this store, this convenience store, and all he finds is food that's a bit artificial. It's not what he's looking for. So he ransacks the store. And everyone runs out scared, and there's suspense. And then, as you say, you know, he picks up a cup of Chobani, and he goes to the counter, and he rings the bell because he wants to check out. And obviously, everyone's run away and scared. So he ends up picking up the cup and walking away. But underneath this is a message at the end, which is you know what we're trying to say in our first Super Bowl for America, which is our what we think is very important about how our food is made. And so I think that we're really proud of it. We think that it's a big 60-second piece of entertainment with a very powerful message at the end.
And Josh, let me ask you this from a financial aspect to this commercial, and being on the Super Bowl, where it's very, very expensive.
$4 million per 30 seconds.
Yeah. And how do you evaluate this? How do you project forward the return on this? Because this is the first time you've been airing an ad at the Super Bowl. So how do you, what's your analysis like? How do you determine, you know, because that's a big chunk of change.
Well, I mean, what we want to do is be on America's biggest advertising stage talking about a message that we really believe in and getting that out to America. We're still a relatively young brand, but we are the number one yogurt in America. And so, as you guys know, there's competition on the field, but there's also competition off the field and advertising and our competitors. So we fundamentally believe that this is what we should be doing. We're proud of it. We've got a piece of entertainment that we think is ripe for the Super Bowl. And we know that by being on that stage, that in turn will help us kind of continue to grow and get our message across beyond that.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I'm curious is it's very clear what is being sold in your commercial, in your ad. And you said that, you know, we know that you're selling Chobani yogurt. Something everyone's praising isn't the Budweiser commercial with the Clydesdale and the dog and, you know, puppy love or something like that. It's cute. It's not one of my favorites that I've seen. But to me, it's not really clear what is being sold there. So can you talk about, you know, what is going through some of these advertisers' mind where entertainment value is taking precedence over, the necessity to actually sell something to the audience.
Yeah, no, it's a really good point. I mean, look, as you can tell from my accent, I'm not that familiar with everything that's happened in America. But what I do know about Budweiser is obviously the Clydesdales is a very big theme for them that they've been using for years. And so I think that it builds very well off of something that is very well known to America. It's entertainment, and it's a great spot. At the same time, I think you're right. You know, as marketeers, our job is to both entertain but also to ensure that our product is getting through. And I think, you know, everyone's got their opinion, and some brands are doing that more strongly than others. I think for Chobani, it was extremely important for us to get our product out there and people to see our product and also get the taste value from our product as well. So I think we feel really proud about how we've done that.
Well, and I think now is a time, too, at least what I've noticed, because I'm a nurse as well, people are more health conscious now. Mm-hmm. It's taken us a long time to kind of get to that point. But I think the fact that you are leading with that and how important that is as well, you've got a great combination of the entertainment aspect as well as pure advertising. I think you've done a wonderful job on this.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, I think we really believe that that, you know, how people think about food is changing in America, and we want to lead that discussion. And so our message about how food is made and how matters is really something that you'll see much more from us moving forward. And, you know, we want to start that discussion around the Super Bowl, and we'll continue that as well, and much more to come.
Josh, Dave here again. The question is, I have, is how many spots did you take, and do you have any say in the placement of the spots? What quarter, pre, post, any of those type of strategies?
So we work closely with our media agency and with Fox as well to work on the best placement for our spot. We're not going to reveal when it is. We want to keep you guys in suspense. But we feel pretty good about the timing of it. And obviously, you know, in addition to everything that you'll see on the main screen, we're also working hard on social, on Twitter. And if you guys go onto our Chobani Twitter page, you'll see much more of our bear talking to our fans and to a few celebrities here and there. It's not just what's on the big screen, it's also what we do around it, and so there's lots of exciting things that you'll see on game day too.
So from a strategic planning point of view, social media has really created leverage off of mainstream advertising, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, as I'm sure you guys know, social media and how we engage with our fans and potential fans is absolutely key. So we want to entertain wherever we can, whether that's on the main screen or on people's mobiles or online. And so we're really kind of engaging with all the audiences we can before, during, and after the big game.
Now, in line with that, I have a question for you. Recently, I've seen some commercials where it says that, you know, you have interactive television, which a lot of people have. You can press this button to get more information or something along those lines. Is that something that you guys have utilized?
It's not something that we've utilized for Super Bowl. It's something that we're obviously thinking about, and we're just choosing. I mean, we think that we've got something that's, you know, real entertainment, and we want to entertain all the way through, and we think that by having such a beautiful spot and something that has got a bit of suspense during right until the end, that's something that we think our fans and other people will really enjoy, and then we're going to continue that conversation, you know, through social media and other channels as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've seen most of the ads. I sat down and watched most of them last night. This trend of leaking them early is pretty cool. And so I will say that your ad, the Chobani ad, is one of my favorite that I've seen. And I know that there are some that I haven't seen. That's definitely one of my favorites. We have a friend, Ryan Thomas Anderson from the Valley, who made a commercial for Doritos.
Yeah.
That might be airing. We're wishing him the best of luck. Have you seen any of the ads? And aside from your own, of course, are you able to, you know, say any that are memorable to you?
I have seen the ads. I mean, I think there's some great ones out there. Obviously, I'm a bit biased, and I'll always say that Chobani is one of the best. I think some of the car guys are doing some really interesting things. I just saw the Bud Light spot as well, and I think that's pretty interesting too. So I think there's some good things. And look, we're all, as marketeers, we are all very competitive. As I said before, you know, we get as excited, if not more excited, about what's happening off the field. So I'm really glad that, you know, every marketeer and brand is trying to produce, you know, their A game in the Super Bowl. I just think that for us, what was really important was that we produced something that was really entertaining and had suspense, and we treated it like a 60-second film. And I think that that's what, you know, all brands should aim to do.
I have a question. What does Chobani mean?
Chobani is Turkish for shepherd. So our founder, Hamdi Ulukaya, is originally from Turkey, he grew up on a farm. And so that's is the name that he gave for the brand. And it's something we're very proud of.
Oh, wonderful. And, you know, finally, since we are primarily a movie show, you know, and we view all these commercials as shorts, the ads that I'm most excited for are a lot of the movie ads. I know that Captain America has one coming out, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Transformers Age of Extinction. Have you seen any of those, or are you familiar with which ones are going to air? And if so, what are you most excited about to see in terms of the movies that are going to be advertised?
I'm pretty excited about Spider-Man 1. The one that I've not yet seen that I am really intrigued about is Ben Affleck doing Batman. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm just really excited to see how that one comes up. I think he's got a tough act to follow after Christian Bale, but equally, you know, the Batman franchise is a very exciting one. So I'm super excited to see how that one turns out.
Excellent. Well, you know, again, Josh Dean, thank you so much for joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We're really excited about the Super Bowl. We're really excited about Chobani Yogurt's ad during the Super Bowl. Everyone, watch the Super Bowl and you know, check it out. It's a really entertaining ad, and you'll be hungry for some Chobani yogurt afterward.
Thanks very much, guys. Pleasure being on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's why I watch the Super Bowl every year. I mean, I get excited. I put my, you know, I have some wings out and stuff like that. And the game comes on and I go to the bathroom and stuff. And then the...
That's nice.
Wow. TMI. Spare us the details on this. Okay.
Well, I'm saying that I go and do other things during the game, but I watch the commercials.
Now, here's the converse, okay?
Yes.
I'm a person who tends to record a show so that I can fast forward through the commercials. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl is the one time I do not do that because I love to see the commercials.
They are fun.
Well, I watch the, I keep the game on. I know what's going on or whatever, but I've never been much of a sports guy. So it's neat that you bring both worlds together with that event, though.
No doubt about it. All right. So, Eric, are we ready?
Yes. Guess what time it is, woo-hoo! Listeners?
Sexy liberal time.
Oh, sexy liberal time. It's so sexy.
No.
Please escort Joseph out of the studio.
You know, this time we're going to go with the very first caller, the very first person who rings that line.
Ooh.
Right now the phones are busted out, which means you can't call in. But we're going to count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Unbust the lines, and the very first caller that calls in gets a pair of Stephanie Miller sexy liberal tickets in the orchestra section, if you can believe that.
Oh, that is fantastic.
That's right up front there. That's as close as you can get.
And I'll just give out the number again. I'm sure people have it. 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480.
All right, and here we go. Drum roll, please.
Drum roll.
5, 4.
All right, Griswold.
3, 2.
Happy unbusted. New Year.
Call in, people.
And of course, the song that do we want to do a song, or do we want to go into the break? Yeah, okay, we'll go into break with from Pushing Daisies TV show. Did you ever watch Pushing Daisies?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Okay, Pushing Daisies is an excellent TV show.
I said
Pie show, Pie Hole. That's where they work, the Pie Hole. This is Hopelessly Devoted to You by Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, I have heard of that song. That was in what movie was
Grease.
That?
Grease, yes.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Kristen Chenoweth does an excellent version of it on Pushing Daisies. I highly recommend everyone check out the DVD or Blu-ray of that. One of the best shows of all time.
Wow.
The Pie Hole.
That's what it's called.
Well, that's where they work, the Pie Hole. They serve pie. They make pie.
We have a winner.
We have a winner.
And we're gonna talk to her after the break.
Okay. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
That's what I intend to do. But now there's nowhere to hide.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing.
All right, we're live here at 1480, and we have a winner. Woo-hoo! Stephanie Miller tickets.
Congratulations.
Her name is Valerie. Valerie, how are you?
I am fine. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. I wanted to go so bad.
I'm glad we could give you the tickets. And they're going to, like I said, they're going to be at the will call office.
Okay. Awesome.
You might
awesome.
Have to call the theater to find out what time they open to go get to the will call. But they'll be there. So you can just get there a little early and pick up your tickets and sit in the orchestra section.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
Right up front.
I can't believe it. I love you guys. I've been a great supporter of you guys. And I listen all the time. People say I'm always wired because I got my little earphones all the time.
All right. There's one more thing I need from you, so don't hang up, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, God. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
All right. Hang on, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
That is so exciting because Stephanie Miller, very, very popular, and what a great and she, I guess they're going to do a lot of comedic type stuff.
Dave's random
a lot
segments.
Of comedians yeah. on tour with her. It'll be great. It'll be hilarious.
Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to it.
And we're
it.
All going to be there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're
going
to have some fun. And thank you to 1480 AM KPHX. What a great station this is.
Yeah, yeah.
We love the station.
Yeah. And of course, your name is Dave Isaac.
And you're Joseph Erdo.
And that's Greg Isaac over there.
And Trisha. And Eric
Reinert. Yes.
That's right.
You know, it's amazing. I'm really happy we announced Eric now because I did not know his last name up until
yeah.
2 weeks ago. I was like, wait, who is this guy? You know,
but he's excellent. He's very good.
We love Eric.
Yes.
So,
and
Eric, this is
that
great.
What did I miss?
We're
just
complimenting
you.
Yeah. I didn't know your last name until like 2 weeks ago. And I'm just, it's great to know who you are now.
We're all going to have fun. You're going to be there too, right, Eric?
Of course.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun.
Well, and the song that brought us into this segment is from Blazing Saddles, the title song, Blazing Saddles, Frankie Lane. Of course, they had a nice pie scene in that movie, right?
They absolutely did. You know, there's very few movies back, even though that was in color back, you know, in the 70s, I believe it was made in 74, but a lot of times the old-time movies I have a tough time watching.
Yeah.
That's not one of them. One of my favorite movies of all time. Just
really?
Hilarious.
Okay.
It's great. And it doesn't age at all. Because it's still, you know,
that
one
was when
that,
Mel Brooks was good.
Yeah, well, that's true too.
And of course,
like well, now he's like 98 years old. Yeah, but
well, his last like Spaceballs, and that didn't.
You didn't like Spaceballs?
No,
Oh, I love Spaceballs. Let the shorts be with you, man.
That's because that was more of your time.
It was only three when it came out, or like two, but still, you know.
Well, and speaking,
you watched that too?
I probably did. You take me to R-rated movies.
Who are your parents without parental control? What?
Yeah,
I know.
Well, speaking of Blazing Saddles, I'm sure that you probably saw this trailer during the week, the new Million Ways to Die in the West or whatever.
You know what? I haven't seen it yet, which
really?
Is very disappointing because Seth MacFarlane's one of my top three.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I'm going to check it out.
Well, so
on our next break,
I saw it. It's weird. There's a lot of great cast members
this
in there,
including
my ex girlfriend Amanda Seyfried.
Broke up.
When's the last time you talked to her?
Why'd you break up?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, because I'm interested in others. After she did those nude scenes.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it. I put her up to it.
Oh, okay. You broke us up then.
I did.
Yeah, we took a collection. Yeah.
Well, very good. Well,
yeah. Made lots of money.
Yes. Well, then, of course, and then there's Elsa the Snow Queen, and, you know, so I've got a lot of...
You have a lot of exes, don't you?
Yes.
By the way, if any producers need me to do a nude scene, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
And the callers just stopped calling in.
Eric and his nude scene with Amanda Seyfried.
No, thank you.
I'm all for that.
Well, yeah. Well, coming up in our next segment, we're going to have, it's in honor of our pie show today, of course, we will have on Miss Anita's Pies, Anita Middleton and her son. And it's appropriate, right now we're going to talk about another movie called At Middleton, right?
Huh?
How convenient is that? And in this, Andy Garcia and Vera Farmiga play two strangers who meet on their children's campus tour at the idyllic Middleton College. What begins as an afternoon of fun soon becomes a revealing and enlightening experience that will change their lives forever. You know, we've praised Vera Farmiga in the past on this show, right?
Yes, oh, yes.
She's
yes.
just terrific.
Absolutely.
Eric, how terrific is she?
She is very terrific.
More terrific than Amanda Seyfried?
No.
Oh, okay.
But very terrific indeed, anyway.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
Why, do you think she's more terrific than Amanda?
No.
I think
close.
She is.
Only because she's a little bit older.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
No.
Better actors. I like her eyes, and of course she's really creepy in Bates Motel, which is going to be starting again
here
pretty
soon.
See,
and I haven't seen that yet.
You've got to check it out. One of the best shows on TV.
Yeah.
The TV series, yeah. It's, you know, excellent, of course, Freddie Highmore as well. But so you get a chance to see her here in At Middleton with Andy Garcia. And did you see the trailer for this, Dave?
I did.
Did you like the trailer?
What I put, it looks very cute. I know Greg hates it when I say it looks very cute, but it looks like one of these simple, romantic type comedies.
Greg said he likes Spaceballs. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it did look cute. It looked not quite the profound what Labor Day would be, but this looks very cute, like a light romantic comedy, it looked like.
It is really cute. You know, thanks primarily to a playful performance from Vera Farmiga, who, again, she's just wonderful. She's wonderful in this. She's wonderful in everything she does. This is an incredibly charming little romance flick. So we got like a romance.
So I'm pretty good at these
today.
Trailers.
But, you know, you can't help
but
fall...
me.
Well, yes, you are. You are. Well, I'm kind of gliding over it for a second because there's a twist here. You can't help but fall in love with the actress and her character during the first half of this movie. You know, it's more like I thought it was more like Before Sunrise. That's why I'm telling you. You don't like Before Sunrise. Well,
no,
you
after
thought,
midnight. Before midnight,
yes.
I didn't like.
It's kind of like that set on a college campus tour.
Nah, that makes it. That makes all the difference.
No, that part's okay. I like that part. However, Andy Garcia's too quirky character, she doesn't have any chemistry with him, I don't believe, and his character's really too quirky to actually like. The story digs a lot deeper than it actually should. The movie ends with a thud, despite starting out like you caught on that it was light as a feather.
It looked like
it's not light as a feather.
Thumbs down, right?
I'm giving it a thumbs down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was mixed there for a while. It was positive in the beginning, and then it was mixed, and then by the end,
Let me ask you, Joseph, when you're reviewing a movie and it starts off nice like that. Yes, but when it starts off pretty good and you enjoy it, do you say to yourself, I hope it continues because I want to give this a thumbs up?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I don't ever want to give a thumbs down because, you know why? Because then I'm wasting my time watching a movie.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone gives me a hard time. Like, this one was a really tough one for me to give a thumbs down to because I got a chance to talk with Andy Garcia, and we're going to play some interview clips with him in a moment. But it was really tough for me to give this a thumbs down, especially because of him. You know, that's why I gave the thumbs down, his character and his performance in this movie. But why would I ever want to give that a thumbs down?
You know, the listeners probably want to know this as a film critic, a columnist. What do you – I know you're very, very – you have great integrity, so you're going to say and tell it like it is.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But do some actors, actresses, directors, writers, do they give critics a hard time?
We've talked with, some whiners before.
Hard time?
We've talked with some whiners before.
Yeah,
right?
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Do you get any considerations from movie companies? Other than swag?
No. And I rarely even get the swag, unfortunately.
But do they hold it against you for future interviews type of stuff?
I don't believe so.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm glad
to hear that.
Right. I believe that most of them just want the publicity, you know, good or bad. And there is
any
no bad publicity.
Is good, right?
And you're
exactly.
never demeaning you know, you're always
absolutely.
Respectful.
Well, let's put something on it. And you could go to our website, breakradioshow.com, to hear the full interview that Joseph had with Andy Garcia. But it's a great interview. And that's the thing is that, you know, even though the movie itself he didn't like.
He was a really nice guy.
Exactly. You're not attacking. The movie at all, but you're also not going after the director or actors or anything like that. You're just saying, yeah, you know, maybe I didn't like the movie as much.
Oh, absolutely, and it's just my taste.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure that there are
Joseph has a good way to say it, because there are some columnists or critics out there that really do not, if they don't like something, sometimes they blast the people, and it's like, well, you don't have to do that.
One
you
of
know.
Them works for a major paper out here. I've talked about it before.
Well, most major papers out here suck, so yeah, I'll just say.
And he gets a lot of flack.
Yeah.
People don't want to be interviewed by him.
Yeah.
I really like Andy Garcia, and
he's
a lot
phenomenal.
Of times what you have to look at, too, is that
Godfather
even
3.
With a phenomenal actor, even if you have a phenomenal actor, they can only do so much if the part isn't quite written right. So if this is just a quirky character,
it's not his fault.
Exactly. And so, and there's times when I disagree with you and I end up really loving a movie that you didn't like. So it shouldn't stop people from going if they think they would like it, but it's good to have in their mind so that if they're choosing between a Labor Day and something else, then hello.
Yes.
Exactly. And it's good that they have that it's your opinion on things. And sometimes people do take it way too seriously. They're like, well, he didn't like it, so I may not. You know, but that's the thing is that they got to know everyone has different tastes on things. And
if it's an overwhelming nobody likes it with all the critics, then that must say something.
Sometimes, but sometimes it doesn't. Because sometimes movies that some of the mainstream critics in the past, before, you know, we met Joseph, when I was younger, you know, people, we hate this movie, and then I'll go and love it. Other people I know will love it. Sometimes critics might analyze it too closely, but it could be a really entertaining movie that could be enjoyable.
That's right. In fact, I think, Greg, you're onto something. Critics can watch from a technical standpoint. They can also watch through the filters of just pure entertainment. Am I right?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I try to do it mostly from an entertainment perspective, but I want to feel something. Mostly I want to feel. I want a movie to move me, and that is why Labor Day, why I'm giving it a breakthrough, because, and you were touching on it during the break, Trisha, that the intimacy, especially during that pie-making scene, the intimacy in that scene is just overwhelming, and it's so much that, you know, I want to experience in my real life. When a movie makes you want to experience
something...
Well,
we don't want to hear about it when it happens.
Well, no, I want to hear about it.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah. I'm sarcastic.
When a movie makes you want to experience something that you watch in your own real life, that's what I think makes
a
breakthrough.
See, that's great that you explain your criteria. I think it helps the listeners to understand how you will rate a movie. Trisha, you have a question.
Something that Joseph said that I want to throw in there is when we're talking intimacy, the son was also involved in this pie-making scene. You don't see that in the trailer. So it's not just... intimacy is more than just romance. Intimacy is so much deeper.
Getting
and in
to
this
know
case,
people, bonding.
Right. And in this case, the entire family was included, which I think is so important. Mm. Sometimes we get caught up with people throwing just sex and that type of superficial romance. Intimacy is so much deeper and so much more incredible. And this film touches to that. So I think there's nothing more of a turn on for after the movie than if it's one of those as compared to just in your face.
Right. And now, Eric, before you met us on a different station, we had on a director who gave us a really hard time because we had him on the show. We gave him a huge segment, and I gave the movie not a bad review, but a mixed review. And I got the worst hateful email from him. Mm. And he was directed by a publicist to not send this email. He hit send, and we won't have him on again.
Well, and the reason why is because...
No, but he's a whiner.
Well, right. Yeah, we'll talk off there about who he was, but no, we won't. The thing is that the truth with that director is he hadn't made very many movies, and I know that movie was having some issues.
It was his baby.
So that's why it was, you know, like defensive. He probably looks back now and goes, wow, they were probably the nicest ones to me.
Right.
And he's been emailing us nonstop, actually, ever since.
Oh, really? Right. He's still trying to get on again?
No, not really. But, you know, he might, next time he
makes
a movie.
But he wants Stephanie Miller tickets.
Yeah,
he does.
He probably does.
Caller number 30.
No.
Those directors are all sexy liberals.
Yes. So go ahead. Like you said, for Greg, you said to go to the website. Go to BreakRadioShow.com.
BreakRadioShow.com.
You can hear the full interview with Andy Garcia. We lost out on time to play any clips from that. But it's a really good interview. 10
yes.
minutes. A great interview with Andy Garcia. Even though I didn't care for the movie, you might like At Middleton.
Absolutely.
And just, you know, we're a little behind on the breaks because of some technical difficulties here. But we have it all fixed. And right after the break, we're going to come back and give out some more tickets.
Okay, excellent. And so we can play a song, or no, we can? Okay, all right. So in a few moments, we will play a song from Stand By Me. You remember Stand By Me had a song?
I do.
I mean, a song. A pie
it
scene.
It was a song.
I don't remember the pie scene,
Benny
but
King,
I remember the movie.
They had a pie-eating contest.
Wait,
and of
Stand
course
By
they
Me
went,
about the little kids,
the
like
kids.
Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah. And then, of course, they went on some sort of ride at the fair.
Yeah, yeah.
And...
it's been years since I've seen it.
The pie eating contest.
Good movie,
yes,
from what I remember.
Pie eating contest.
It was a great
but
movie.
That turned out horribly wrong.
Exactly. When they went on the ride. Right.
Yeah.
And there you go.
No.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment. 1480 AM KPHX Studios.
Go to break.
In
go to break.
Phoenix,
I'll call in again.
Arizona.
602-252-1480 for the tickets.
By Joseph Erdo. We'll be right back.
This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.